Good morning, everyone. Starting today with Gurudeva's commentary on the ninth Mambashum. Then we're going to read Gurudeva's introduction to the ninth Mambashum. The introduction actually makes more sense if you read it after the commentary. So that's why we're in reverse order. Ing Ing Masa is a state of observing inner and outer space. First described by me as follows. Ing Ing Masa names looking at one's physical surroundings and at the same time inwardly looking at the entire world, moon, sun, and stars within through Ti Limph. This gives a Kamsat Chamni mountaintop perspective, detachment, and expanded awareness. End of Gurudeva's quoting himself. Ing Ing Masa is performed with the eyes in Chemu Yif, while taking the breath in and while letting the breath out. It is particularly enjoyable on the occasions that this practice has to be performed, and also while on vigil, to do so out of doors. Ing Ing Masa can really be enjoyed when looking at the moon and stars, simultaneously trying to see them in Ti Limph within yourself as the breath flows in and out. This broad expansion of awareness attained through Ing Ing Masa releases the human pressures of physical and emotional consciousness. Mra is the physical practice of crossing the eyes and looking down at the tip of the nose. Ba-mra is the physical practice of, while the eyes are crossed, rolling them back into the head while looking up into the third eye. The practices of each Mambashum lead into the next, ever progressing, ever strengthening your facility to work within yourself as you meditate day after day through each phase of the moon. You will find that through the fourth phase of the moon, exquisite clarity will come as the moon comes into its fullness. It is then that you reap some of the rewards, fruits of your meditations, if they were well performed during the first, second, and third phases of the moon. So this morning was a good morning, in case any of you are out there at 4 a.m. practicing Ing Ing Masa. The sky was totally clear. You could see the moon and all the stars. So we have Gurudeva's introduction to the ninth Mambashum. Through Kalibasa, regulating breath, the transmutation of Karayana and Vumcheyudi has become fully affected. Then Ing Ing Masa can be practiced. While doing Kalibasa and Ba-mra, put the tip, just the tip of the tongue at the top of the mouth. There is a nerve current there. When the tip of the tongue touches it, it can be felt and a slight relaxation of the head occurs. Be very careful when going into Ba-mra and practice Mra first, unless, of course, you are used to this practice. It is a very basic practice in Shumnam, and should be mastered as soon as possible. And because that's quite short, we have something more from Merging with Shiva that relates lesson 326, the point of conception. The point of conception is the apex of creation. At what point do we conceive? How do we create? Let's expand our consciousness, really expand our consciousness, and begin to know that creation is merely recognizing what is already there. That there is nothing new. Everything is within you, and it is portrayed on the outside as you become aware that it is already created, finished within you. Well, that's an important idea in Gurudeva's teachings, that nothing gets created. we just discover something. Creation is actually the discovery of something that's already there that we weren't aware of. But it was always there. What makes the point of conception the apex of creation? It is the story of you. Expand your consciousness to take in the sun, the moon, the planets, the earth, everyone. And when your limited consciousness focuses upon one thing, you say, there is the sun, and in a few hours I will see the moon. And in a few hours you do see the moon. You are the creator, but you only create to the lower realms of the mind. Everything is within you, the sun, the moon, the planets, all of the people functioning through all their different states of consciousness, all of the various manifestations of form, they are all within you. As you become aware of one thing at a time, you are really creating it into the lower realms of your mind. Very interesting idea. It always exists in the higher realms of the mind, but as we become aware of one thing at a time, you are really creating it into the lower realms of your mind. You are translating it into the lower realms of your mind. Your recognition of what is the way you create it to yourself. This is deep. This is in the realm of contemplation. And only in the realm of contemplation will you begin to conceive of it. Those of you who have had the power enough to concentrate enough of the mind in order to contemplate should begin to be very godlike in your everyday life. You should work very, very hard to do each thing perfectly that you do in your conscious mind, to finish each job, and to have consideration for others at all times. This will take you into the next stages of contemplation. When we become careless in our lower realms of the mind, after having reached contemplation, we use that great God power in a negative way and build great barriers within ourselves that hold us in the lower realms of the mind. But when we strive diligently to perfect devotion, which is bhakti, to perfect service, which is karma yoga, at all times, 24 hours a day, the vigil is, then we release barriers that we are going to meet perhaps next year or the year after. We burn up and clean up karma that will come even in your next life. And you go from one stage of contemplation and become stable in the next stage of contemplation until you begin to live on the very brink of the absolute. And it's on the brink of the absolute that you can begin to realize that the point of conception is the very apex of creation. You realize all form, and then you realize formlessness. The struggle with the mind is an easy struggle if you are constantly vigilant, all of the time, doing always what you know you should do, not allowing the mind to become instinctive, not excusing the mind when it does become instinctive, not allowing the mind to justify, rationalize, excuse, become combative, but making the mind always remain poised, like a hummingbird over a flower, so that you begin to live in the eternal now, constantly, permanently. And then the within becomes natural to you. Not something you hear about, study about, talk about, sing about, for you become opened, awakened within. And we have the next lesson, lesson 327, expanded consciousness. Contemplation is man's power over his mind as it begins to go within himself. Concentration is man's power over his mind as he goes through life working out life's problems. And meditation is man's wisdom. Let's expand our consciousness once again and see if we can become conscious of the entire universe all in one instant. Where is that universe? It is very real to you in that instant, but where is it? You might look above and say, it's out there. But where is out there? Where do you conceive above? You might say the sun is way up in the sky, so is the moon. But where is the focal point of your conception? How do you create the sun and how do you create the moon? You may say the sound of a waterfall is 20 feet away from you. Where is that sound created? Where do you conceive it? Only to the lower realms of the mind is the sun so many million miles away, or the waterfall so many feet from where you are sitting right now. Expand your consciousness and you begin to know this truth. Do all the petty little things that you can do if you give way to the negative states of mind, and you bind yourself to the lie and live in the lie, like an animal would live in a cage. Know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Therefore, freedom does not come through what you have remembered, how well you can rationalize, how well you can talk yourself into and out of situations, how well you can excuse negative happenings. The knowing state of consciousness in which you can know the truth only comes when you can control the lower state of mind and live a godlike life each day, and then your consciousness does expand automatically. Your daily life becomes a life of inspiration, and in your expanded consciousness you begin to know the truth. And that knowing of the truth sets you free from the lower state of mind, which you then realize is the lie, the eternal lie. The point of conception is the apex of creation. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. It's very deep talk.